Hi. The title of my presentation is Improving Oral Health in Rural Communities. This is a joint presentation with Dr. Elaine Tchaikovsky, who is with the School of Social Work at Southern Illinois University, Carbondale. I have no relationships to disclose. A little bit of the back. As a background, some of the questions that we may want to ask is, what is oral health literacy? Look at the Healthy People 2020 objectives, and why worry about oral health literacy in rural communities? Health literacy is defined as the degree to which individuals have the capacity to obtain, process, and understand basic health information and services needed to make appropriate health decisions. The next question would be, then, what is oral health literacy? And oral health literacy suggests that people need information they can understand and use to make informed decisions and take actions that protect and promote their teeth. And I think that this definition could probably be expanded to not only their teeth, but their mouth, the oral cavity, prevention of oral cancer. If we look at Healthy People 2-10, two of the main goals that have to do with dentistry would be, or oral health, is identify limited health literacy as a public health problem and set national objectives for its improvement, and adults over the age of 65 are more likely to experience limited oral health literacy. If we look at Healthy People 2020 objectives, there are many objectives that have to do with oral health, but a few of them would be to reduce the proportion of older adults aged 65 to 75 than untreated coronal caries, then, you know, prevent the loss of their teeth, untreated root surfaces, on and on. But why worry about health literacy in rural communities? Well, of course, we know great barriers to access to care exist in rural communities. Why does it do just not a thing? There are limited opportunities for regular oral health and specialty cares for Medicaid and Medicare populations. And in Illinois, they changed the Medicaid requirements for dental treatment. And Medicaid for an adult will only pay for an extraction, no restorative, no preventive. It will pay for an emergency exam, an antibiotic, and an extraction. That's it. So what exactly is the issue? When you look at health disparities, there is a difference between the rural and the urban, and between younger population and older population. So what we did in this study is we tried to examine the health literacy levels among older adults who lived in the rural and frontier communities in the Midwest from the aspects of behavioral and oral health. And today we'll just talk about the oral health. The goal for our intervention was to make older women aware of the relationship between oral health and general health, to educate social service providers, to promote health literacy among older women, and to reduce oral health disparities among the rural women, especially women of color, or living below the poverty line. Our main area was in southern Illinois, and that is part of the Delta region. And so the seven counties of Illinois are perhaps the poorest in Illinois, but we were a little bit north of the southern seven, but we are still among some of the poorest counties in Illinois. So we received a grant from the Regional Office of Women's Health. We developed an educational intervention, and we delivered the presentations to senior nutrition sites. We had a one-page fact sheet. We had a pen and paper questionnaire or survey. We had an incentive in terms of toothbrush and toothpaste, and we were able to get those for free. And I was very impressed. I just called a 1-800 number. I talked with somebody. I said, this is what I plan, you know, what I plan to do with a colleague. And they said, well, we'll see what can be done. Put it in writing. An email is fine. And like the next week, I had more than enough toothbrushes and I had toothpaste. We had folders with educational information, and we had brochures, and the brochures were from the National Institute on Health and from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and this is an example of one of them. This is the one about dry mouth. We had one on oral cancer, and we had one on smoking cessation. And again, all I did was I made a phone call to a 1-800 number, and within a week, I had boxes of the material at no cost. So this took place at four senior meal sites, and they were located in three counties with very distinct demographics. They were in Jackson County, Williamson County, and Perry County. And if you compare those counties to the state of Illinois, you'll see that some of them were really below the poverty percentage. Female, white, that was one of the problems we had, was that we really didn't have the population for the women of color, and we really did not meet that objective. It was conducted during the summer months of May to July, and this was a problem with our study in that we didn't have the population that we thought we would have, and this could have been due to the weather or people having family members visit them, or they themselves visiting their families at different places. We had 190 consumers. Again, the majority of them were women, and you can see most of them were white. We had no Hispanic. And that would make sense in the fact that the Hispanic population would be working in the fields, but still that is a target, the ones that are a little bit older that aren't working in the fields. The relationship between our target population and the general population in the rural community, that was rural, it was white, although that did not meet our goals, and they do have limited access to care in the rural areas. So how do you establish linkage to the community? You build on the relationships that are already existing. The educators and social service providers collaborated to identify where we would go. The lead agency promoted the training opportunities, and the educators provided feedback. And again, then this became part of the three-year plan for the institution there, or the organization that works on delivering social services to the population. We utilized the dental hygiene student. She had just graduated, so I guess she would be considered an alumni. And we had a master in social work student, a grad assistant. So the benefits were that the students gained valuable service learning experience. The older adults liked working with the younger people. The students were able to have a cross-disciplinary experience. And again, it helped to build communication channels. We put together the materials. We selected specific information from the brochures. And we tried to keep it very simple so we wouldn't overload the participants. So how did this impact oral health literacy? It created an awareness of oral health issues. It provided a forum for information. It sensitized the social service providers, and people who didn't attend the information session were still interested in having a toothbrush and the toothpaste. So that initiated more conversation, even though they weren't part of the official presentation. It did, you know, the side conversation became educational. Again, some of the strategies to improve oral health literacy would be to pair social work with dental health professionals, to utilize senior meal sites to build upon established relationships, to advertise that you're going to be there, and to constantly be in contact. What we found at one session was when we got there, a different person was now in charge. She didn't know we were coming. She had another event scheduled. So here we had driven 45 minutes to some place, and we couldn't do what we had planned to do. So it was basically a waste of time because we had to reschedule. And again, to utilize the area's agency on aging and any kind of healthy coalition that you have to promote and to get letters of support. Older adults are oriented to the meal sites, but they wanted the food. We did it right before they served the meals, like at 11 o'clock, and they served the meals like at 11:30. They were more interested in having their lunch than hearing what we had to say. Once they could smell the food and it was, you know, hear the clanging of the silverware, they were ready to go. And again, to use your existing relationships, you need constant communication. And again, there are other things that are competing with what you plan to do. Although we didn't meet our diverse population, we would suggest that perhaps the next time we were going to do something like this, perhaps if we did it with a church or a faith-based organization, that seems to be very popular with Afro-Americans in this area. Again, some way that we could get the migrant field workers in the southern area of Illinois. There are orchards, there are peach orchards are very popular. And grandparents raising grandchildren can be reached through children's integration programs, so that might be a way too. If we were to do it again, we would probably do a 3 to 6 month follow-up, maybe have larger print. What we found was that the senior citizens seemed to like to work in groups and be paired, and that might be part of the social interaction, and perhaps that's why they were coming to the meal site, wasn't just to eat, but also to see their friends. We could also perhaps use a follow-up to examine if there were any behavior changes or retention, and to see if people actually utilized any of the information that we provided, such as the ones that were on tobacco cessation or what to do if you had dry mouth. And there is a step approach that may be good if you're developing a project, and that is sharing the use of technology to evaluate across different population groups, to create partnerships, and to participate through community engagement. Where do we need to go from here? Well, if you look at the Affordable Care Act, there really isn't too much that is very specific for dental older adults. Yes, we know that if you're 26, you are still covered by your parents' insurance. And there are little things, but nothing that really is specific. And again, Medicaid in some states just doesn't make it. And we would like to acknowledge the Regional Office of Women's Health, who gave us a small grant, the Egyptian Area Agency on Aging, the nutrition sites, etc. Any questions? This is contact information. This has been loaded up, so it's available as a handout. And then all the pictures have been cited in case you need. Keep us honest.